Lacey now brings it forward from the back for FC United. Lewis Lacey chips it forward towards Greaves, but it's cut out by Williams. And Birch does well, plays it out to Linfield, halfway line Linfield. Good pressing again from King. Lacey chips it down the line, stopped with a nice header on, and Daniels takes it on his chest, moves towards the corner flag. Can he get across it? It's a low cross. He goes right across. Yes! It's Matthew Wolfenden who gets on the end of it. Excellent work there from FC United. Daniels takes it to the byline, crosses, the ball beats everyone, and Matthew Wolfenden, like a good player, should be on the far, on the back post, finishes with aplomb. Now with Lewis Lacey bringing it out from defence. Chips it forward a bit too strong, and Jamie Green will have to deal with this, and he does so well. Just lets it go out for a goal kick. The precision of the long ball from defence is just not really there, is it, from FC United?
No, and it's the decision making on when's the best time to do that, and it's not always the right option.
And particularly with FC one in front, surely the part of the emphasis should be on possession. Oh, and a pull! Well, my goodness me! Well, chapter and verse, a mistake there, really. And what did Totten? It was a poor back pass from Stoughton. Totten tried to dummy the keeper when he could have got on the end of it himself. And really, FC getting away with one there. And that's how simple it can be to lose a lead. But FC United getting away with it. And now Wolfenden in the 18-yard box. It's number two for Wolfenden. And just as I was chiding FC United at the back, the ball suddenly broke from Matthew Wolfenden, who took it through. He had space. He stepped very calmly, then chipped the keeper to the far corner of the net. And FC United double their lead. It's 2-0. And Matthew Wolfenden, well, FC are going to miss him when he's suspended.
Absolutely fantastic finish. Very composed. A great ball through to him. Deserved the lead, but we did get away with it at the back.
Yes, yeah, so Dean Stott there. Just going FC United 2-0 up now. Just before that, Dean Stott had played a kind of square ball across for Carnell. Went right past Carnell. Totten, instead of picking up the ball, decided to kind of dummy the keeper, thinking he was going to get on the end of it, but couldn't. And FC were able to recover and get rid of it. And the clearance ended up with Wolfenden. And FC now have a 2-0 lead.